As we like to do on Mondays, let's sit down with our friends at Crane's Detroit Business. Joining us this morning, Mickey Chikailo, executive editor of Crane's Detroit Business and Crane's Grand Rapids Business. Mickey, good morning to you and a pretty happy 4th.
Yeah, good morning, Guy. Happy pre-4th to you as well. Filling in for Mike Lee this week, taking a much deserved 4th of July holiday week rest. So happy to be here.
Stephen Ross is the gift that keeps on giving, whether it's his partnership here in downtown Detroit with the Illich School of Business and the innovation labs that are going to be going on there. And now it's housing in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, well, I think as many of us know, Ann Arbor housing is very, very expensive. And the Ann Arbor Housing Commission is looking to build some affordable housing. And they put out RFPs a while ago landed on Stephen Ross, who, of course, Michigan native and U of M graduate. And they're going to build a pretty sizable tower and right in downtown Ann Arbor on a site that about two decades ago was a former YMCA site. This property is going to have 260 to 300 rental units. And the plans call for at least 100 of them to be made available to folks making $52,000 a year or less, which is that marker is the 60% of the area median income. And if anyone knows much about housing in Ann Arbor, that would be a much needed affordable housing in that city.
Mickey, the city council seems like reluctantly gave the parade company another extension. I think this is the third one, basically saying this is the last one to get the money needed to get that to do that project they want to do on the waterfront to rehab that building.
Yeah, that's right. The parade company, which of course runs the Thanksgiving Day parade and the Ford fireworks, is looking to renovate the old armory building on the East Riverfront. You're right. This is the third extension. They need to raise $36 million. It's a $45 million project. They want to put their headquarters on this. It was the old armory and barracks where, the state military reserves, were stationed, almost a century ago. So the city council gave them one more extension. This project, though, I don't know that there's a lot of other options because, there have been, talk and RFPs to redevelop this property going back 20 years and not much has happened. So it also may be that the parade company is their best option at this point. So while reluctant, they gave the extension to see if Tony Michaels and the team can raise the money needed to. They would not only want to renovate and restore the main armory, but then they would demolish the part that's closest to the river and build a newer addition to it as well, 130,000 square foot addition. But I guess we'll see if they can raise the money to make that a reality.
Mickey, everyone knows about the parade company, but not a lot of people know about this huge Metro Detroit company that's just been growing in 12 years.
Yeah, this is an interesting, totally under the radar, kind of company and story that came to light last week, came to light, in a real public way. So it's a company called Lineage out of Novi, and they have developed into the world's largest cold storage company around the world. And so they're lining up for an IPO, initial public offering, on the NASDAQ. The company has been valued at $30 billion. And, they've got, like I say, they've been rapidly expanding by buying out mom and pop storage facilities all over, the country and the world. They've had 75 acquisitions since 2020.
Wow.
They've doubled their revenue in that time period to $5 billion a year. Worldwide, they've got 3 billion cubic square feet of warehouse space. I can't even put my head around how much that is, but it's a lot. And they've got 26,000 employees. At the same time, their footprint in Michigan, this is an international company, based here. The footprint in Michigan is not quite as, significant. We're not talking Ford or GM in terms of employment here. They've got 618 employees in Southeast Michigan and 5 buildings in the state. But, you know, that said, having a successful publicly traded company based in Michigan, experts tell us, you know, of course, it gives the state a boost. It shows, you know, other businesses, shows, you know, the business community that, you know, we are a place that you can be successful, that you can put your headquarters here. You know, you can build your business out of Michigan, and it gives us some gravitas. So, you know, hopefully the IPO goes really well and they can keep growing their cold storage business.
Mickey, it used to be if you blindfolded someone and put them in the middle of a major intersection and held back traffic, they would wander either into a Starbucks or a drugstore, right? Because chances are there was one on every corner. That's changed now. I mean, this is a contraction that you normally see a shakeout in an industry, but this is a dramatic contraction and could leave some towns without a major pharmacy at all.
Yeah, it sure could. So, you know, I think a lot of eyes have been on Rite Aid over the past couple of weeks as word is getting out that they're getting ready to close their stores in Michigan and Ohio as part of their bankruptcy. You know, it's funny you mention that. I kind of feel that way about some of the weed stores now with all the billboards and the weed stores popping up everywhere.
So if you wander in, you might not. You'll definitely be weaving out.
There you go. So experts are referring to it as it's pharmacy deserts. Now, if you take a step back, we have a nice database with a map on our website right now. Michigan still is in pretty good shape compared to national numbers in terms of number of pharmacies, you know, per capita and so forth. But nevertheless, it's not great news for folks who maybe are in some smaller towns, where they've got to drive, you know, farther. We're talking, the phrase weed desert, or excuse me, pharmacy desert is, you know, if there's one more than 10 miles away from you, and that's certainly going to increase for some folks, across the country, 90% of Americans live within 5 miles, amazingly, of either a pharmacy or a place where they can get their medications, like a Walmart or something like that.
Not to mention what happens to drug prices when you, or just sundries. When you reduce competition. Mickey, you have a great week.
Yeah.
Have a great July 4th holiday.
You as well, Guy. Have a great week. Thank you.
All right, the executive editor of Crane's Detroit Business, Mickey Chicalo. Guys, you remember when they opened the Michigan Central Station, Bill Ford, Lisa Ford announced this Michigan Children's Endowment. This Michigan Central Station's endowment. And their goal was to raise $10 million for children's charities and services. They raised $19 million, just released 30 minutes ago.
Wow.
So now if you are in the business of helping children, if you've got an agency that does that, whatever your agency may be, you can begin applying for those funds, and the pot is twice as large as what they thought it would be. That's going to be a great, great thing. What an amazing legacy in addition to having this train station back and fully functioning. Speaking of fully functioning, Joe Biden, his cognitive ability, his ability to see out his term, we're going to talk to one of his good friends next on JR Morning.